Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today we have Heather Sharp with us. She is the founder of The Editor's Touch, a website designer. She has had clients like Chris Harrison, formerly of The Bachelor series, Heather Ray Elmusa from Selling Sunset, and so much more. We are so excited to have Heather on today because we want her expertise and tips on how to present ourselves to the outside world through our websites. So Heather, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. So Teddy and I are, you know, always online.
Yeah.
You are too.
Yeah.
But so many listeners are as well. So we really wanted to dive in about, you know, like tips about how to pretty much gather information, kind of like starting from the beginning of like, how do you, you know, put together all the information to put yourself or your business out into the world through website design?
Absolutely. So I have a couple tips that I think just in general, whatever industry you're in, it can be pretty helpful to keep in mind. The first one is, you know, we are visual shoppers these days. Instagram, Pinterest, Google Images, they've all taught us that we're going to like something in under 5 seconds, usually even less than 5 seconds. And so the most important thing is your photos. Don't skimp on them. Don't go cheap. Don't use something from 10 years ago because someone will decide, like, you could be the best XYZ out there. But if someone comes to your website or goes to your Instagram page and your images are a big turnoff, they're not going to even take the time to figure that out.
What's a turnoff? Like, is it just like grainy photos or weird? Like,
I mean,
the beginning of Instagram, like sepia or whatever, like some
oh
dark.
Oh my God, sepia. I totally forgot about those washes. Ah, the good old days.
Yeah.
So I'm extremely sensitive to dated materials. And so when I'm designing for my clients, you know, it could be a photo that was taken 2 months ago, but the photographer just did not know what they were doing in terms of creating like a good vibe. So it's hard for me to explain exactly in words, like I know when I see it, but we all know, like, you could have a favorite pair of shoes and it could be photographed in hideous lighting, terrible styling. And you could be like, oh, like, no, I'm not buying those. But then the same pair of shoes could be shown on like Nordstrom or Anthropologie and it's styled in an amazing way and it makes you want to buy them.
Yeah.
So just like being super picky, very high standards with photography, and just styling in general.
I'll add something. I feel like as a consumer as well, like when someone has a really old headshot and then you meet them and you're like, wait a second. Cause I feel like that's kind of a level of like deceit, not that in any age,
like catfishing somebody.
Yeah. But you're like, wait, why, totally. Why did you look 25 and you're 50? Like, I don't understand. And that's fine.
Sometimes, sometimes it excites me because I see it in the footer of an email and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see this person or this person in person, because it's way different, because you know it's outdated.
Well, especially in like real estate people, loan officers, people just marry their headshot, and they might even have 80s hair still in their photos, and you're like, what are you doing?
It's true. Do not get stuck. Like, you have to keep changing it up for sure.
And isn't it true, like, obviously when someone goes to your website, they should know what you do automatically by your imagery and the design. They should guess. Like, even if you're beautiful and you love that one photo, you know, sometimes it's like, well, you have to pick the photo that actually represents what you're doing.
You do. And it's also important, just along with photos, like the keywords that you decide to use on your navigation, like, don't get super cutesy. Like, if you want someone to contact me, don't be like, let's go out for cocktails or some, like, be very straightforward, because you never know what age a person is on your website. You don't know how quickly they're just trying to like get through. Maybe they have 5 minutes while their kid is napping and they just quickly want to get to the information. Like, keep it very focused in that top navigation, and anything you see above the fold should just be very much like your message and what you want someone to grab in that under 5 second time.
Yeah, that's good. Cool. Good to know. I'm building a website for my meditation. So I just saw it on Instagram, and I do, you know, meditation on the side.
Yeah.
And this girl was like, I have private clients, but it's just through my network or through Instagram. And I think so a lot of people do rely on Instagram a lot for their business, but they're not.
Funny, that's one of my tips on here.
Yeah, but then it's like having a website to direct people to book and to do all that stuff. It adds a little credibility, and it makes it you a better business person. So absolutely. I was like, I need to get on that ASAP.
Yes. Well, you should call me. I could do like cocktails or something. Don't tell anyone I said that. This isn't a podcast, right?
Right.
So one of my tips is it's kind of a combo of two. So the first is, don't put all your eggs in the Instagram basket. And the reason for that is none of us own that platform. They can flip the house upside down anytime they want. Back in the olden days, I'm dating myself, but like Facebook pages were everything, right? We were all like putting our energy in there. We were posting every day. We were like, come like my Facebook page. And then what did Facebook do? They're like, yeah, remember all that cool stuff that you had and all that energy you put into that? We're actually not going to offer that anymore. And we're going to hide your pages, and you're going to have to start paying us for an audience. I'm not saying Instagram's going to do that one day, but they could, or some other platform that everyone is obsessed with could come along any day now. And then everyone's over there. So it's important to, yes, have Instagram, post on there daily. I'm on there, it feels like every second of the day. But you should have a platform that you own, and a website is something you own. It's something you can manage. It's something that, you know, there no one can control but you. And so that's super important. The other bit of that is, don't kill the momentum. So if you are like, Instagram's life, and you're posting on there and you're putting your best stuff and everyone's loving it, and then they click on your link, they're like, oh, let me see more about this person. And they're like, that message is totally different. Like, what is their Instagram page is killer. And now I'm going to their website and it's like doomsday. So you don't want to do that either. So if your Instagram's awesome, your website needs to be awesome, vice versa. If they're going from website to Instagram, don't kill their vibe. Like, keep it climbing.
Be consistent. So then I think it's all about like going back to having like that current headshot. It's like authenticity, and then knowing, like, just like, I think it's just being professional, really, to have it all tied together. And then there's that layer of trust and credibility, like Sonia said, which Sonia just got a big corporate meditation client, Red Aspen. Let me see your name.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Yeah, but it is interesting because Sonia doesn't have
congratulations. That's amazing. Thank you. I use their nails every day.
Do you? Really?
This could be an ad. I could get out my big box of nails. It's right there. It has like 500 boxes of Red Aspen in there, and you can have a party.
That's funny. But that's what I'm just like, Sonia got picked out of like a slew of people, And Sonia doesn't have a website yet. So it's actually kind of interesting, because I bet Sonia, if you did, it maybe would have been no question.
Right. I did have to work for it.
You had to fight for it.
Yeah. That's so true. That's, and that's why I'm like, I need a website. Thank you. I need new content. I need all of the things we're talking about. I know I need to do.
Well, do you know Heather likes to make content?
Heather loves to make content.
I'm kind of, it's a problem.
But you're happy and fun to be around and energetic. Yeah. So that's nice. You know?
Is that a tip to bring like the right people along? You know what I mean? Like on a photo shoot, it's like, you should be able to like vibe with these photographers and stuff, especially when they're charging you thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
It's like
expensive.
Interview
personality,
them.
So important. Like, I feel like when a client talks to me, yes, does my work stand out to them? It does. Like, they're into what I'm putting out there. But, and this goes for everyone, not just me. When you bring them in to close the deal, if you can't close deals because people don't want to talk to you or it's awkward, like, it really does come down to that. Like, you have to close the sale. So your website is a tool to bring people in. Your Instagram is a tool. Like, but are people talking about you? Do they get excited to talk to you? Or are you like a Debbie Downer? So obviously that's super important as well, that these tools that we use out there to market ourselves, it's all about like, when they come to you, can you make it happen? Or, you know, is it sayonara?
Yeah. What do you do to close a deal?
I know what you do. Landscaping lights. Yes. I love landscaping lights.
Yeah.
And yes, I would biggest say, hype woman of whatever.
I would say Heather over delivers. I think that's something that's lost right now in any industry, is like, everyone's just bare minimum. Okay, I'm going to overcharge you and under deliver. And Heather's like undercharging and over delivering. But that's probably like why Chris Harrison would lead you to his network and stuff, because it's like, you did a good job. You're a joy to be around. And then like, it's a no brainer for people to like recommend you when the time comes.
Aw, Teddy, I owe you drinks. That was a nice thing to say.
You're welcome.
I mean, I am very picky. So, you know, when we're talking about websites, there's a very tech-brained type of website designer, and then there's like a creative brain. I am definitely more like the creative vibe. But I also feel like there needs to be a brain behind all the beauty of your website. And so I don't know if you guys want me to share my third tip that I wrote down.
Yes.
So a lot of people like to throw around the term SEO. You guys know, you've heard that, search engine optimization. Like, biggest question I get asked the minute they get on the phone with me. So what do you do for SEO? And I'm like, okay, let's back the train up a little. So SEO is a very old school term. And what I like to focus on for my clients, and why I know that they find success, is I like to focus on UEO, which is user experience optimization. And what that does is, we're talking about that 5-second rule that we talked about at the beginning of this call. You're impressing them right away. They're excited about what you're putting down, and they want to visit more pages and then contact you. So with SEO, which is the whole like, okay, drive traffic. I got to get that traffic. If your website isn't that great,
doesn't hold
and
them.
They come to it, exactly, and they come to it and they're like, no, and then they leave, your bounce rate is going to be extremely high, which means all of that money that you're plugging into SEO really isn't helping you at all. But if you're focused on UEO, user experience optimization, and you're using all the tools and people are liking you and your website is beautiful, then what you've done is, let's say you get 10 people to your website, but 8 of them just love everything about it and they hire you. That's kind of, you know, where I find my, what works for me and my clients is focusing more on the holistic approach, as opposed to like, hey, an SEO company, get people to my website, and then who cares what it looks like, because they came.
Yeah.
So is that's that like
interesting?
How is that measured? Like clicks or like time spent on website?
Yeah, it's like a temperature reading that Google takes, or whatever browser that people are searching on. So it basically, let's say you have a website where you've spent a lot of money on SEO, but your website isn't that great. and Google sees all of this traffic going to your site, but then all that traffic, or let's say 80% of it goes right and like backs right out, that's going to be a poor reading. So they're going to grade you much poorer. As opposed to UEO, if you focus on that, you have maybe less traffic because you're not paying for it. But all of those people that came, or let's say 80% of them again, not only do they stay, but they're visiting multiple pages. They're taking their time, they're loving it, and then they're going to your contact page. Mm-hmm. So you want to focus on the experience rather than the traffic.
So can you still do like a few SEO like keywords to get people there? Or how do you get people there once they're like best burger in Boise?
Sure.
You know?
So yeah. So that's a very defined term. So like, I also like to think of, what do we search? Like, I'm going to Google how to find a plumber because I really don't care. Like, I need a plumber. Yeah. But if I'm thinking of like, okay, what photographer do I want to use? Well, I'm going to call you guys and be like, who do you love? Because I trust you and I trust your taste. So mm-hmm. we're also looking at like, what kind of searches are just like a general bubble search? And what searches are probably maybe not going to happen if you're like in a luxury market or if you are very niche. But to answer your question, yes. So when I was a wedding blog editor, I was a wedding blog editor for 8 years. I learned very specific searches of what's important for special niche markets or more like a luxury market, and what specific people will always search and why. And so when I design my websites, I do make sure to optimize them with alt texting and things like that. But it's not what you would think it is. I'll just say that. It's not as what Google would tell you to inject your website with. It's something much more involved than that.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Awesome. So if you have someone coming to you and you want like website ready, website design ready, basically for you to like hand over all the information, the pictures, the, you know, whatever, what do you want them to have?
What's in the folder?
What's in the folder?
What I hand to them or what they hand to me?
But they hand to you for you to mm-hmm. do your design work.
Right. Design. Okay. So I am very much someone who likes to crawl into a creative cave and kind of black out design and then come to and be like, oh, what did I do? So I really only want my clients to send me photos, their logo. And if I don't like their logo, I'll tell them and I'll be like, you need to redesign this. And then wording. So for me, that's it. excuse me, let me get some water.
Wording is wording like their mission statement or like their bios or what is it?
Yeah. I mean, so homepage wording, about, contact us, like the information that they want out there in the world for people to read. I'll say most people don't read websites these days, but you need wording for design breakup. And obviously for those people that still do want to read a website. But that's those really people. what I take
those
from that.
Those people that read websites.
I feel like the only people who read websites now are still about like reviews of or blogs for traveling or food.
Sure.
You know, like else do you get? What else do you read? You don't. You get on the internet to stream and watch shows and
maybe movies. Like celebrity gossip.
Real Housewives of Orange County. I watch. Yeah. That's not reading. We're talking about reading.
Celebrity gossip.
That's streaming.
That's weekly. Is that still a magazine?
Yeah. It is. Well, I have one question. If someone doesn't have, they want to start a brand, they're already doing it, like for instance, like maybe like someone in college that's a lifeguard and they want to offer swim lessons or something like that, they don't have a budget to hire someone like you, but what are some tools that they could use that are online, and like what are like a couple things that they should for sure do besides like awesome pictures?
In terms of a website or just in terms of building their business?
Probably a website.
Okay. So I design in Squarespace. And while I do their designer mode, so I'm not using any type of template or anything like that, I'm doing everything freehand. They do offer a lot of great layouts for someone who wants to try to DIY it or save a little bit of money. So I would say that would be a good place to start. And then like Etsy, you can buy pre-made logos on there. Don't tell anyone I said that either, but like you can go on there, buy a logo that looks really good for like $50 to $150. So
you're saying like a graphic designer will make it for you
on Etsy?
Like they basically you can find like a pre-design, and then the person on there will enter the wording you want, but you're visually seeing your logo before it's built, essentially. Yeah. Those are options. There's definitely options out there for people just starting out. I mean, I've been there. I think we've all been there when you're starting out. You just have to be scrappy and get something up.
I think our first website was Wix. Is that still around?
Yeah.
And it had probably like 5,000 words on the homepage.
Oh, we
just
wrote
like all words. We it's like words so is what much. You get.
We were like, let me tell you what we're doing.
Yeah.
Well, you got to start somewhere. I don't even want to explain what my first website. It was like a GoDaddy template, and it had a pink backdrop and like gray wording. It was.
Oh yeah, it sounds similar to the Wix one.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
And my current meditateandoit.com.
What's that look like?
I bought the domain this week. I'm excited.
Congratulations. That's a big step. Good job.
Well, that's probably a tip, right? Go buy the domain, and maybe you need to sleep on it for a minute, but go get that domain.
Yep. .coms are the best. So, you know, and sometimes I tell people too, like, if you're still in the deciding on your name phase, go to like godaddy.com and see if there are any .coms left. Because if not, you might want to rethink your name if you haven't, you know, put it all down and you're like decided.
That's a good idea. Because that's a bummer when you go to Instagram, GoDaddy, wherever, and it's all gone. And you can't be like, you know, Samantha's Cupcakes 97472.
.com. That please be your next business, Teddy. I think
Samantha's Cupcakes. And it's the American. I think it'll be the American girl Samantha. And she's just, it's me using her little hands cooking.
Dude, I have the first edition American Girl Samantha in my house right now.
Same.
You do. Well, it's my mom. Can we go play dolls?
That'd be so creepy.
That would be so creepy. Please make it real.
So let's go, Samantha. Go get cupcakes.
Teddy, it's our next reel.
It will scare
play with our American Girl dolls.
And then try to collab with the establishment, like the coffee shop you're at. And they'll be like, these freaky ladies.
We'll be canceled immediately in Treasure Valley.
They'll be like, you're weird. But someone will secretly like it.
Totally will.
Yeah. Well, as our last question that we ask everybody since the beginning of this, probably like 60 plus women, is this is more on a personal note, but what makes you feel most alive?
And it, so it doesn't have to be business related. It can just be.
Mostly not.
So I love days when the sun is out and my family and I are out just like adventuring. We call them Sharp Family Adventures. And we just go and we decide we're going to do three. We usually decide we're going to do three things: an activity where we can feel healthy and, you know, get energy out, really good food, because I love really good food. And then we usually go get ice cream somewhere, or boba, because my daughter loves boba. So those are the days that I feel the best and the most happy.
That's awesome. The Sharp Family Adventures. Where's that website?
It's on my, and that Boise girl, I share them on there in Reels.
But do you have a website?
No.
Oh. Well, maybe you could. It's a lot though. There's also like, what do you do to protect your eyes? Do you ever wear blue blockers, or like, it's a lot of screen time these days.
It's funny you say that, because I just went to the eye doctor last week and she basically said I'm like a hop, skip and a jump away from readers. And I'm like, no. And she's like, I'm sorry. It's happening.
Oh, that hurts the ego.
It does. It's sad because I know my age, but I don't feel my age. So when someone is like, look, you're your age, I'm like, no, we're not.
Mm. Yeah, I feel that. I got told that I have a cavity once and I had like a mental breakdown.
I haven't had a cavity yet. I hope I never do. I really don't want to be drilled into.
No, you won't. All right. Well, Heather,
really, really quick for anybody listening who's ready to up level, reach out to Heather if you want to get a new website. But I pulled a card this morning from I Create My Reality deck. Yeah. And it says, I'm ready to take action on my dream. So whatever your dream is or whatever goal you're working towards, or if you're in the thick of it and you just want to upgrade and elevate, now's the time.
Thanks, Sonia.
I love that card. That's a great message to pull.
Yes, it says, vibrate with your vision. Is it appealing to you? Are you smiling? Are you peaceful? The more you run towards your dream, the more it becomes your reality. It says, open your eyes, be present, and take action.
Love that. That's exactly, I was telling Heather that before you got on. I was like, we want to up level this podcast and go hard with it.
Yeah.
And it's full moon energy. And that's like this go, go, go energy. So we're all in alignment with our best selves right now.
I love it. I love actionables.
So Heather, tell everybody where they can find you or they can follow you.
Sure. So I have two Instagram handles. I am Editor's Touch for more of my, I'd say like luxury brand, like website design. And then I'm That Boise Girl for content creation. And then my website is theeditorstouch.com. And you can find my work on there.
All right. Well, thanks, Heather. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks to our guest. For more information on her, see the show notes.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.